It has been 1 year since the deadly Eden and Palisades fire in Southern California. 31 people died as the fires burned for more than 3 weeks and cleanup efforts took 7 months.
About 13,000 homes were destroyed, and since then, fewer than a dozen have been rebuilt.
One word keeps coming up when talking about property insurance in California. It's crisis.
Insurance was supposed to be the safety net that helped families get home after a disaster. Instead, for too many of us, delays and underpayments have become a wrecking ball.
Today, protesters gathered saying they were failed during the fires and during the rebuilding process.
Rosana Valverde saw something insurance companies don't want you to see.
I live in Eden Canyon, which is actually a little finger of Pasadena where everything else around it is Altadena. And I live approximately 300 yards from the Edison Tower that caught fire that night. And I'm a smoke damage survivor. Amazingly, the Pasadena Fire Department saved our house. But it is filled with toxic levels of lead, arsenic.
A few days after the Eaton fire, Rosana saw that employees of the remediation company SurfPro was at her neighbor's house. So she asked if they could do an inspection of her home. They estimated it would cost around $68,000 to clean it. State Farm received the estimate, but it didn't respond for quite some time.
But ultimately, insurance then responded to SurfPro's estimate. And SurfPro sent me that estimate accidentally. And what I discovered was it's 58 pages long of minutia, we'll clean this doorknob in this room and, like that. State Farm went through in red ink and redlined all through those pages. Things like, we'll clean this wall, but no, we won't clean that wall. We'll clean the doorknob and we'll clean the top of the door, but we won't clean the door itself. They just went and made 58 pages of arbitrary red lines that cut it down to 19,000 when the SurfPro original estimate was 68,000 to do the cleaning. And this was before we found out about the toxic chemicals that have been left behind at now with fire specialized cleaning.
The redline report was so shocking to Rosana that she called up SurfPro to ask if she was actually reading it correctly.
And they said, no, you're reading that correctly. And I was stunned, frankly, that this is what they do. You know, it's just arbitrary.
How an insurance company can pay to clean one part of a door and not the other is definitely a head scratcher, especially if no good testing was performed in the first place. But it's a look at an insurance company practice that policyholders have suspected, but rarely caught a glimpse of. Insurance companies running interception on the home cleanup process without you even knowing about it. After State Farm got its hands on the report, Rosana's home would be left full of carcinogens. This is Smoke and Mirrors, an investigative podcast series from Consumer Watchdog. I'm Justin Klosko, and this is Episode 5, Fighting Back. Right now, insurance companies must retain all documents related to a claim, but policyholders can't see them. This lack of transparency leaves policyholders in the dark about how the final insurance payout amount is calculated. In many cases, homeowners only see the final edited version of the estimate from the insurer. It raises the question, in order to lowball policyholders, how often are insurers altering original estimates? For example, SurfPro was instructed by State Farm to do certain things, according to the San Francisco Chronicle. Quote, do not provide the insured the estimate, end quote, said SurfPro in one of its guidelines. Eventually, Rosana and her husband paid about $6,400 to do testing themselves, and it revealed elevated levels of nickel, lead, and arsenic.
So we finally got reimbursed right before Thanksgiving when the investigation was announced.
She's referencing the LA County Council's investigation into State Farm that spurred the insurer to send millions in checks that had been withheld. But that took 8 months, as well as bugging their local assemblyman.
We got a big check after the investigation was announced. However, they're still fighting us on replacing the HVAC system. We've given them two bids and two opinions from two companies that it cannot be cleaned. It has to be replaced. And our industrial hygienist has sent them things, but they're still maintaining that it can be cleaned. And now they told us yesterday they're going to send out their own vendor to give an opinion.
Hidden red lines are one devious game insurance companies play. They also like to run delays in hopes that policyholders will give up the fight on recouping their losses. Claire Thompson, an Altadena resident and Eaton Fire survivor, is still playing the waiting game with her insurer, State Farm.
We filed the claim about a day or two after the fires, so it's been a year, and there hasn't been any movement in our claims. Just delays.
According to Claire, a report by a certified industrial hygienist found her home to contain lead levels that well exceeded federal limits. And she said other heavy metals like beryllium, cyanide, and arsenic were also found at exceeded levels. State Farm actually paid for the test, but ignored it.
So after our own insurance provider wanted to bring in their own contractors, they've all withdrawn from our claim after we asked for just basic credentials and safety protocols. So just asked them for a license. They all backed out. And so because of that, our investigation has been delayed for a year.
So Claire's home has to basically be gutted down to the studs, but hasn't been touched for a year.
All of our contents, all of our appliances are considered a total loss because they absorb so many toxic VOCs like benzene, formaldehyde. There's metal and everything, lead that gets into the cracks of flooring in the drywall and the insulation. It crawls into the grout lines in your bathrooms and in your fireplaces. So everything in our home needs to be completely gutted.
According to a September 2025 Department of Angels survey of LA County fire survivors, 55% of those with structural and smoke damage said their insurance estimates were far below the actual cost, and 57% said they were subject to poor, inconsistent, or delayed communications. But this year, lawmakers, advocates, and fire survivors are looking to change the issues of the transparency and delays that insurance companies are taking advantage of. Recently, California State Senator Sasha Renee Perez proposed two bills that, if passed by the California legislature and signed by the governor, will aid fire survivors during the recovery process. Senate Bill 877 and Senate Bill 878.
The games that are being played by these insurance companies with loss estimates and creating reductions that can sometimes exceed $100,000, and families never see the original numbers. And these reductions oftentimes are insufficient to cover the total damage or rebuilding costs. That's why we are introducing legislation SB 877 that will provide transparency and accountability to insurance claims. This legislation is going to require that insurance providers properly document and disclose all lost estimates, documents, including changes to the policyholder. Those documents should not be kept in secret. You, as the policyholder, deserve the right to know, and you need to be able to hold your insurer accountable.
Under SB 878, the Insurance Payment Accountability Act, insurance companies would have to pay automatic interest penalties of 20% paid to policyholders when insurance companies delay making decisions or issuing payments.
Eaton and Palisade wildfire survivors have learned that insurance companies do not have to deny a claim to devastate a family. They only have to delay it. Deadlines are routinely evaded through open-ended reviews, partial decisions, and claims labeled indefinitely as under investigation. Although such delays already violate California state law, and I want to make that clear, these are already illegal, there is no penalty. That lack of a financial consequence allows insurance companies to make this a routine business practice. By imposing a 20% interest penalty on delayed payments, SB 878 will reduce the financial incentive for insurance companies to delay coverage decisions.
Delay tactics are a classic strategy employed by insurance companies, something that goes beyond wildfires and that has been documented in many natural disasters across the country. And companies secretly reducing cleanup estimate goes beyond just Rosana Valverde. It's part of how they run their business. But there's an opportunity to act now, together, so survivors can be made whole and that we don't run into these problems again in the future. If you want to know more, go to fixinsurance.org to sign on and support these bills. Smoke and Mirrors is reported and produced by Justin Klotzko. Engineering and sound design by John Ennis. Our editor is Carmen Balber, and our executive producer is Jamie Court.